Hey there, yes. Here we are on the Overnight Escape Underground. Day one, track 40. We're at track 40. Wow, 40 tracks. Wow. It is 3:50 p.m. 15 hours and 50 minutes into day one of the Overnight Escape Underground. So we're making progress. We're making progress, you know. Yeah, there you go. It was a trip to the zoo. I had a great time. Hope you enjoyed it. Coming along with me to see all the animals. And that's a cool place. It kind of has a little bit of that, you know, it has a little bit of that, you know, like low-end roadside attraction kind of feel to it. Even though it's, you know, you can tell they've been trying to like reform it and renovate it and stuff. Kind of a really cool place. I can't believe I never went there before. It's amazing. And, you know, like that guy that came up and started talking to me, whatever. I think I mentioned on the recording there. I'm not going to tell him I'm recording a podcast, whatever. You know, whatever. It's just easier not to tell someone. Again, I don't think that was a problem. So there you go. I have my own view on the ethics of recording. Coming up next, another real treat coming up next. But before that, we're going to have some more expired food review. I had that Hershey Kiss cookie thing before. I still feel a little nauseous from that. I really do. But look at this. This is also from Bed Bath & Beyond. What the hell? We bought how much? What? I don't even remember buying food at Bed Bath & Beyond. This one says 4770306. Could this be from March? But this is something that does not have an expiration date as far as I can tell. This is a box of... It's sort of shaped like one of those popcorn boxes which has four sides and it sort of tapers up as it goes up. It says new, lesser evil, sinfully better, lesser evil brand snack company, all natural black and white, a chocolatey kettle corn mix for your indulgent... A chocolatey kettle corn mix for your indulgence fix. And it's it looks like it's like a caramel popcorn type thing. Let's see. Their logo, lesser evil, sinfully better. They have half... there's a devil. Oh, I should have reviewed this on the 666 show. There's a devil. Oh, there's something else I wanted to... Oh, damn it. This reminds me. Do I have this? There was this... I wanted to talk about something on that 666 show. Let me just make a note. Nature Trail to Hell. Because that was that Weird Al song. It was, hold on. Nature Trail to Hell. It was... It's that Weird Al Yankovic song, which has called Nature Trail to Hell. And it has a backwards thing about... It says, Satan eats cheese whiz. I should have played that. There's a lot of Satan-related things that could be on that show, I guess. But anyway, this has a Satan, like a devil, and then an angel. Lesser evil. Let's see what it says on the box here. I wonder how old this is. Like even the cardboard is starting to get that patina. That old patina. Lesser explanation. So what makes black and white sinfully better? Ever wonder how they got to... What? Ever wonder how they got the frosting line so straight on those black and white cookies? Well, you'll definitely wonder how we could make such a cool chocolatey tasting... Chocolatey... C-H-O-C-O-L-A-T-Y? All right. I would have put an E-Y. I don't know. I mean, to me, I would look at E-Y, but maybe they're right. Chocolatey tasting snack. Half of the kernels are covered in a natural chocolatey glaze, and the other half is our classic kettle corn. Crave something chocolatey? See that? Wait. Crave something chocolatey? Want a harmonious balance of sweet and salty? Black and white solves all your snacking needs. That bothers me, spelling chocolatey with just T-Y. Let's see what we can find here. C-H-O-C-L-A-T. Chocolatey. No, they're right. They're correct. I was wrong. I can admit when I'm wrong. I am mistaken. But with EY, there's 565,000 hits, and with this Y, there's 358. So I guess it's one of those things that can be spelled either way. A product of Lesser Evil Snacks Incorporated in Santa Fe, New Mexico. No artificial flavors. Gluten-free. Low fat. Whole grain. No corn syrup. No preservatives, no trans fatty acids. Wouldn't popcorn have to be a whole grain? How do you chop up a popcorn and make popcorn out of it, right? I mean, it has to be a whole grain, right? Oh, there's more things. This is a lot of stuff written on here. What does it say? Prevents snackcidents? LesserEvil.com? Oh, look, it says New School. Talk to us at LesserEvil.com. Old School to their phone. Dark Ages. They're trying to be funny because New School, they have an email address. Old School, they have a phone number. Dark Ages, LesserEvil.com, whatever, the Santa Fe, New Mexico, the address, and then visit us at lesserevil.com. All right, let's go to lesserevil.com. I have a feeling it's going to make noise. Let's just see. I don't know. You know I don't like websites that make noise. So I will say this one will make noise. Here we go. Am I correct? Ooh, wow. I was wrong again. Look at this. I am wrong a lot these days. There's their logo. What? Their devil is blue? I mean, what, are they trying to be like less satanic about it? The Lesser Evil Story. Let's see if they're still selling this particular one that I have here. I'm trying to see, like, Lesser Evil. Yeah, black and white. Looks like they still got it. Black and white. It's different packaging now, of course. There's been a graphic update on their packages. Great. But here's what it says on the box I have in my hands right here. Lesser Story. We love our... Oh, so everything they have is called Lesser, like the Lesser Explanation, the Lesser Story. We love snacks, really love them. One day, we tried this kettle corn a chef friend made. It was awesome. The beauty of it was he made it without many of the unhealthy ingredients you find in similar snacks. So we joined him in the kitchen and started playing around with interesting ingredients with real foods. No one wanted preservatives, trans fatty acids, or artificial flavors, so we kept them out. Some of us wanted versions that wouldn't have high-carb sugars. Others didn't mind a little natural sugar, but wanted to avoid all that highly processed stuff like corn syrup. So we made two different lines, one with a lower-carb sweetener and another with an all-natural sweetener. So choose your lesser evil. And if you get a chance, let us know what you think. We'd love to hear from you. All right. So I don't know. This has got to be something, again, that was purchased like a long-ass time ago. Okay. Ooh, inside is a completely separate foil bag. Now, maybe on the foil bag. Is there a use by date? Yeah. It looks pretty well sealed, you know. Look, it says, please put other popcorn in its place. Ha ha. We support America's right to snack. All these little logos. Here we go. Oh, okay. Here we go. Here is their date. Best before March 6th, 2007. Now, that's not too bad. Again, it's only about 6 months past the expiration date. All right. Come on. It's sealed. Sometimes you can squeeze it to see if the seal is good. Like, I feel air pockets in there. I'm squeezing it. It feels like it's a good seal. So maybe this will be good, even though it's April, May, June, July, August. Wait, I think it's more than 6 months. March, April, May, June, July, August, September. All right, 8 months past. All right, 8 months past the expiration date. All right. Oh, wow. Whoa. That is, what the hell kind of, it smells like paint. It smells like freaking paint. You open a bucket of paint, it has that smell. Let me just examine this. All right, they're like clusters of like caramel corn, and you know what? The smell's freaking me out. I don't know. You know what? I really shouldn't. All right, I think I'll be all right. Whatever. I mean, how bad can it be? All right. All right, here's one piece of the kettle corn. Here we go. And here's one of the brownish ones. Ugh. Okay. Now, of course, this has absolutely nothing against Lesser Evil, because I waited way too long to eat this stuff, but obviously, at 8 months past the expiration date, it has gone bad. But I kind of got a sense that it probably would have been good. Oh, I got to stop doing it. This is dangerous. You know, here we are under the ground eating foods that are just expired. You know? It's not good. I got to eat something normal. I haven't eaten anything all day. All I had to eat today was I had like some toaster hash browns today. Those are great from Orida, you know, the toaster hash browns. They're just frozen, and you just stick them in a toaster, and they become hash browns. I wonder, like, what's wrong with them? There's got to be something, like, really unhealthy or bad about them or something. I don't know. But I look, they seem to be fairly vegetarian, and I don't know. They're good, you know? Yeah, I don't know. Toaster hash browns. Because normal hash browns, you get them, and it's like you got to, like, cook them in a skillet or something for, like, an hour or something. Like, you got to cook them for a long time. But the toaster hash browns, those are freaking good, you know? I don't know. I don't know what to say. They're really good. Anyway, what else did I eat today? I ate some pita chips and hummus. That's it. It's like 4:26 p.m. here in my real time, you know? Wouldn't it be weird if real time and showtime converged? That would be odd. What is the actual... Let me try to calculate this. It is... Oh, look, we're around 4 p.m. or 4:01, something like that on showtime. Or 16 hours in. What does that mean? We're two-thirds... 17, 18, 19, 20, yeah. Yeah, look at this. I'm two-thirds of the way through the first day. This is amazing. So, I'm not feeling good. All right, Lesser Evil, thank you. They have other things. Look at it. Look what they got here. I have to get some, like, real newer stuff. Am I going to start choking again? Hold on. Let me just relax. Let me pause for a moment to get my composure. Whew. Okay. Wow, look at that. I'm looking across the room at my iTunes where I'm putting the show together. All the different tracks. And there's that logo I made. Have I really talked about the logo? I don't know. It's I like it. I don't know. It's cool. It's sort of a pixelated logo. ONSUG, the Overnightscape Underground, day one. And it's a picture of like a dusk shot of a street with, like, rain and stuff with traffic lights. Hopefully I'll keep that one. I mean, I like that one. I like it. You know, I went through so much freaking, like, effort to put a logo together, and I had gotten another one, and then this one seemed I like this one better. Because it's more like animated. It's nice. It's like active. It's cool. Anyway, I just wanted to say, if you go to lesserevil.com, their website is not making noise, which I commend them for. And they spelled chocolatey correctly, which that was my mistake. They have some very nice products. They have classic kettle, black and white, peanut butter and choco, maple pecan, and cinnamon. Get it? Sin, like committing evil acts. Cinnamon. Beautiful. You know, I mean, you got to give these people credit. And I would like, you know, like I said, I can't judge them because it's so far past the date. Thank you, Lesser Evil. I guess, like, that comes from the concept of, you know, choosing between the lesser of two evils. What is that? Like, there's this whole thing with, like, nerdy phrases and stuff. Let me find this, because it's I love the, like, the nerdy phrases. I think it's Nancy's Buttons. There's Nancybuttons.com. There you go. And let's see, search for Cthulhu. where are they? No, how do you spell Cthulhu? Cthulhu? I don't know. Hold on. But this is, like, all nerd, like Dungeons and Dragons, Star Trek, mathematics, science, everything like that. Let's see. Lesser. Here we go. Yeah, this is it. Sorry. Here's all the buttons that has start with. And this, they when I went to the science fiction conventions back in the 80s, they were selling these buttons. So you can buy a button. Here's one that says Cthulhu for President. If you're tired of choosing the lesser of two evils, that was, like, that one. Like Cthulhu or Cthulhu, the Lovecraft, ancient god from the Lovecraft books. Cthulhu for President. If you're tired of choosing the lesser of two evils, have no fear. I never attack lesser beings. There's another one. Whoever wins the election will be the evil of two lessers. Hey, that's a good one. I never, you know, like, all these, like, little phrases. Whoever wins the election will be the evil of two lessers. And the lesser of two evils is still evil. So there you go. So check out nancybuttons.com. Good stuff. I remember, I think I had Nancy, I don't know if it was her. Maybe it was her. I had made her make me a custom button, which said Junior Carrot Patrol. That was from the Flaming Carrot comics by Bob Burden. Yeah. Great. Anyway, it's time for a wonderful addition to the Overnight Escape Underground here. We have, it's movie time again, yes, movie time. We have a Little Rascal short, okay? Now, this is one of these things. All right, let me backtrack here. It was a series of shorts. So, you know, back in the day, you went to the movie theater, and there would be all these, there'd be a cartoon and short features, and then, like, the main feature presentation. And Our Gang was a series of films that went for, let me just get some, like, basic information about Our Gang, because I consider Our Gang to be one of the greatest cultural landmarks and cultural treasures that exists. I mean, really an amazing series of films. Let's see, Little Rascals. Well, I'm going to play you a Little Rascals film, the whole thing. Here we go, Our Gang. Okay. Also known as the Little Rascals, or Hal Roach's Rascals, was a long-lived series of American comedy short films about a troop of poor neighborhood children and the adventures they had together. Created by comedy producer Hal Roach, Our Gang was produced at the Roach Studio starting in 1922 as a silent short subject series. Roach changed distributors from Pathé to Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer in 1927, and went to sound in 1929, and continued production until 1938. When he sold the series to MGM. MGM continued producing the comedies until 1944. A total of 220 shorts and one feature film, General Spanky, were eventually produced, featuring over 41 child actors. In the mid-50s, the 80 Roach-produced shorts with sound were syndicated for television under the title of The Little Rascals, and as MGM retained the rights to the Our Gang trademark. The series, one of the best-known and most successful in cinema history, is noted for showing children behaving in a relatively natural way. While child actors are often groomed to imitate adult acting styles, steal scenes, or deliver cute performances, Hal Roach and original director Robert F. McGowan worked to film the unaffected raw nuances apparent in regular kids. Our gang also notably put boys, girls, whites, and blacks together in a group as equals, something that broke new ground, according to film historian Leonard Maltin. Such a thing had never been done before in cinema, but was commonplace after the success of Our Gang. Hold on one moment, please. Hey, yes, I'm back. I am back, yes. Oh, let me get some water. Yeah, well, I'll continue with the Our Gang stuff in a moment. That was my father-in-law. He brought over our Christmas stuff. We were storing it at their house. We live in a fairly small place here. It's a condo, but it's like basically a two-bedroom apartment. With really very little storage space, so we were storing our Christmas stuff in their attic. So he brought that stuff over, and he also came over. He plugged up some leaks, air leaks, I guess you would say, around our refrigerators, air conditioners. Well, they are kind of like little refrigerators if you think about it, but they're refrigerating your whole house. So why don't you call them like house refrigerators? I don't know. Okay, anyway. So so he came and he did that, and. So, you know, I went out and helped carry stuff in, and, like, I don't know. This morning, it was, like, so freezing in here, okay? I turned the heat up, but by now, it's, like, hot in here, okay? So I'm walking around with the T-shirt on. I'm going outside. It is freezing out there, but it feels good. You know, like, let me see how cold it is. I'm going to look it up right now, but let's see. Isn't that funny? I was just outside, but to see the temperature, I'm going on the internet. I'm getting data being zapped around the world just to get the temperature. It is, right now it's 36 degrees Fahrenheit, and that, of course, is 2 degrees Celsius, so very cold right now, but it felt good. Like, I'm outside in my T-shirt, and being in here, where it's, like, super hot, it felt good to just walk outside that way, so, we got rid of, we've been meaning to give this to my in-laws for a long time. My wife and I got this mini system stereo, which was a 60 CD changer. We got it right before the whole iPod thing started, right? So for a few years, it was really cool. You could put 60 CDs in this thing on this like carousel. It would spin around. It was great. It's become kind of, pointless. And we just never use it at all. We have iPod. We have little iPod speakers and computers. I would never use that to listen to music. So gave it to my in-laws to use, maybe down in their shore house or in a garage or whatever. But we, it's been sitting around. It it's sitting in here. Then like we need room in here, so we move it to the living room. Then we, this friggin' thing is this big. It's huge. This huge mini system, like the central thing, and then the two speakers. So finally, we got rid of it now. So hopefully it will be very useful. It's a good system. It's a good speaker. Everything about it is good. It's just we have no room for it, you know. So we got rid of that. Then I went outside again to take out the garbage. You know, this is garbage night. So, you know, I can take it out to the curb. Then I walked around the back because the recycling and the garbage are on different nights. So I had a bag of recycling. And I witnessed something I never witnessed before. The guy from the condo association is there. You know, because usually when I take the garbage out and it's not garbage night, I'll just put it. There's like a little shed. And you put it in the, you know, these big garbage cans with these big black garbage bags. You just throw your bags in there. But he was in the process of, like, taking the garbage bags out and putting them on the curb. It was kind of awkward. He had a couple things on top of the recycling bin, so I had to sort of, like, take them off. And I said, hey, how you doing? You know, exchanging some small talk. And so I started, he's like, yeah, I was like, yeah, Thanksgiving. I'm like, yeah, it's all right. And so, like, I'm trying to, like, talk to him, not be, you know, I guess, whatever, not be rude. He's like, well, all right, go inside before you catch cold, you know. So, I don't know. So I guess he knew I was just trying to be, you know, like friendly and conversational. But meanwhile, I'm standing outside. It's like near freezing. I'm in a t-shirt, so it was kind of embarrassing too. But normally, that's kind of, like, I never witnessed that before. Like the guy taking the garbage out. It's kind of funny. See, so much stuff happens. Like crazy stuff always happens. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I don't know. I think maybe consciously or subconsciously or synchronistically. I don't know, because I'm doing it. I think because I'm doing a show, like, more crazy stuff happens to me. Not that that was that crazy, but it was a little embarrassing. I don't know. My point is that because I'm doing a show, perhaps it's causing more things to happen because I need to talk about interesting things on the show. Yeah, whatever. Let's get back to the Little Rascal, shall we? Anyway, here we go. So, I was reading from the Wikipedia entry on the Little Rascals. So, a couple things. First of all, there were 80 episodes, as they mentioned, which were sound and produced by Hal Roach. Because prior to those, there were a lot of silent ones that Hal Roach produced. And afterwards, MGM took over and produced sound ones, which had a much lower quality level, let's say. Much lower quality level. But those 80 main ones are jaw-droppingly amazing. And I used to have the VHS set of like 20 or 30 VHS cassettes of every single one of those Hal Roach talkies. And I remember I bought them little by little at Blowout Video. Where now it's the... what the hell is there now? It's in Times Square. It used to be Blowout Video. Now it's like the... what are those convoluted stores called? Like Element and... what's the other one? Element and... Not Quicksilver, but... Element and... Why can't I remember this? Am I losing it? It's like a surf. Oh my god! No, this is ridiculous. I should be able to remember this. Element. Hold on, I'm losing it. But yeah, it was a very pleasant element, and it's combined with something else. Billabong. That's what I couldn't remember. Billabong. Okay, it's Billabong and Element. Okay, it's like fashions or stuff. I don't know. They have those. They have sunglasses, like Oakley sunglasses. All sorts of clothing. They have the Nixon watches. You know, this new like retro watch company called Nixon. Like they look like little 70s things. I don't know. But that's there now. But it used to be Blowout Video, and I used to go there and buy the Cabin Fever releases of the Little Rascals. Really amazing stuff. And as they mentioned, it was released on television. And all growing up, every day, part of the like the afternoon lineup, when you got home from school and watched TV, it was always the Little Rascals. And right, it was called Little Rascals, as I said, because our gang was owned by MGM, whatever. But Little Rascals is a better name anyway. And they, in fact, I believe they edited them for television. So the one I'm going to play for you now, called School's Out from 1930... This is one that I must have seen growing up on television dozens of times. It's a classic. And but it would have been in a probably an edited form. So they're about 20 minutes each in their original form, and the edited form, I'm not sure if it's 15 minutes or how or what it is. They did edit some. And then, of course, there were rumors. It's not really on television anymore. I don't know what happened. It's not really – you don't see it anymore. And there was these rumors that Bill Cosby bought the rights and shelved the whole thing because they're the racist elements. But as I mentioned, that's the exact opposite of what this show is all about. They showed white and black kids like together as equals playing back in days when there was horrible racism in this country. So it's very like sad and ironic, I would say. Hopefully I'm using that in the right context, that people are accusing this show of being racist when it's the exact opposite. In fact, in the Cabin Fever release, there's a few episodes that they considered especially racist, and Leonard Maltin came on and gave this whole like speech about in context. And you watch them, it's so mild. It's so mild and innocent and so much less than what else was going on at that time. So, you know, those accusations are ridiculous. I don't know what happened to it, but apparently a lot of these are now in the public domain. So this one I found on archive.org. It's called School's Out. And I'm going to read you the stats because I have the actual Little Rascals book by Leonard Maltin, of course. If you're looking for information on the Little Rascals, Leonard Maltin is the guy. He is like the expert on the Little Rascals. Now, you may know, you know, if you're somewhat familiar, you know, there's Spanky, Alfalfa, Darla, the, you know, Buckwheat, you know, the Eddie Murphy did the Buckwheat stuff on Saturday Night Live. This is all from the Little Rascals. But, you know, it went over the course, was it 1922 to 19... well, those were made from, like, the talkies were 1929 until 1938. So that's like a solid 10 years during the 1930s, like during the Depression, that all the ones everyone saw on TV were on. This one I'm going to play for you is on archive.org, and it's released into the public domain. And I did a little additional research, and I found another site. I think it's a DVD set on Amazon, which again confirmed that a bunch of the Our Gang episodes, and including School's Out, is now in the public domain. No more copyright protection. So it is a public domain audio, which I'm going to be playing for you. Here are the stats. I'm going to play you episode, or I guess you could say episode or whatever. It's number 102, School's Out. Okay? It's two reels, it's 20 minutes, so I guess each reel was 10 minutes. Produced by Hal Roach. Directed by Robert F. McGowan. Photographed by Art Lloyd. Edited by Richard Currier. Dialogue by H.M. Walker. Released on November 22nd, 1930. So there you go. We had the exact date. So it was released 77 years ago. Is it? Yes. It was really, I didn't think this, what I'm going to play you right now was released 77 years ago, almost exactly. Damn. I mean, yeah. Right. 1930. It was like, yes. Wow. So this is over 77 years old. This audio. Okay. Released November 22nd, 1930 by MGM. Our Gang. Jackie Cooper, Alan Farina Hoskins, Norman Chubby Cheney, Marianne Jackson, Buddy McDonald, Bobby Weezer, Hutchins Weezer's the best, Douglas Greer, Dorothy Echo DeBorba, Matthew Stymie Beard, Bobby Bone Dust Young. I'm not familiar with Bone Dust. That's one of the Little Rascals, like a more obscure Little Rascals character. Billy Seary and Pete the Pup, of course. Their dog was this pit bull. Pretty cool. They hung out with a pit bull. Miss Crabtree, June Marlowe. Her brother, Jack, Creighton Hale. Lady Walking by the Stream, Lyle Tayo. Talking titles by Beverly and Betty May Crane. Beverly and Betty May Crane. Yeah, you'll hear in the beginning, they actually speak the titles, which is cool for audio, right? But this is from the book Little Rascals, Life and Times of Our Gang. If you want to learn about Little Rascals, it's a great book. And there's like pages just about this one episode. This guy, Leonard Maltin, is a genius on film. He knows everything about the Little Rascals, and he just like wrote pages and pages about even this one episode. So if you'd like to watch this, you can watch this on archive.org, of course. Just look for School's Out, whatever. And in this file, and see, I still am working on, there's going to be descriptions on all these in the MP3 file itself, and there'll be a description file, and online there'll be links to the page where you can see it. But I think it works great in audio. And the music is incredible. In fact, there was that whole project by a group called the Bohunks who recreated the Little Rascals music because the music was never preserved. You'll hear all this, what I consider wonderful music, and so many people are obsessed with this music. And in fact, R. Crumb, the underground comic book artist, was obsessed with songs like Little Dancing Girl and things. And when he heard, you know, he sort of got involved. He did some comments on the liner notes of the Bohunks. Bohunks have two records where they basically recreated the music by re-recording it using the same exact types of instruments and recording techniques that they would have had back then. So this Little Rascals and Our Gang has influenced a whole lot of people. It's been a huge thing in my life. I think, unfortunately, for younger people out there, and probably for people around the world, Our Gang is not such a big thing. But this should give you an idea what it's all about. And I have to see if there's any more on archive.org. But if not, I really should seek out some more of these episodes into public domain and bring them on the show, because they're great in audio as well. Anyway, here we go. Check out. I think I'll do the thing without the music. I like it sometimes without the music. Here we go. Our Gang, School's Out.